AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Zaquarius Howard was forced out of his apartment in Clearwater, Florida because of flooding from Hurricane Milton. He's now waiting to get back in.
We just heard that there's like live wires and things from the water from the damage, and they're waiting on like an electric company to come and make sure it's safe for us to go back in.
There are warnings to beware of debris and especially down power lines. Milton is blamed for at least 9 deaths in Florida. Beverly Harris in Clearwater doesn't know what's next.
We're just taking it minute by minute. We don't even know. I don't even know. My kid asked me when are we going home. I don't know. Can we get some food? I don't know.
Florida Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie says flooding is still a problem. His message, stay out of high water.
6 inches of moving water can knock a person over. 1 foot of moving water can move your vehicle. So please do not do that.
The White House says President Biden will travel to Florida Sunday to get a look at hurricane damage. More Israeli strikes in Lebanon.
As Israeli troops had made their first forays across the border and Hezbollah responded with rocket fire, Lebanese soldiers withdrew from observation posts and moved around 4 miles back. On Friday, a spokesperson said 2 Lebanese soldiers were killed and 3 others wounded in an Israeli strike that hit a building near a Lebanese army checkpoint in Kafra, Bint Jabil province. And on October 3, a Lebanese soldier was killed and another injured in an Israeli strike in Tabor during rescue operations. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
A Wisconsin woman accused of stabbing her classmate in 2014 to please horror character Slender Man is asking a judge again to release her from a psychiatric hospital. Tomorrow's American League playoff game between the Cleveland Guardians and Detroit Tigers has been moved up to a 1 o'clock start because of bad weather in Cleveland. This is AP News. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris have been battling in the battleground states.
If we win Pennsylvania, we win the whole thing. It's very simple. And your taxes will come down and your safety will go up.
He has no plans for how he would address the needs of the American people. He is only focused on himself.
We're going to win the state of Wisconsin. We're going to defeat Kamala Harris.
This will be a very tight race until the very end. And we are the underdog. We are the underdog.
Kamala Harris telling ralliers in Arizona the hard work is ahead. But she says we like hard work.
Hard work is good work.
I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.